here is Stormy Mitchell.
Lebanon, but tonight we're going to pronounce it Lebanon. We're right next to the airport, and we're in a beautiful new high school over here, Lebanon High School. I've got a new partner tonight. Garth Boland had some farm work to do down in McMinnville, so we gave him the day off. But I've got our guru of basketball. He is the college basketball expert, and tonight he's going to be the girls' high school basketball expert, Coach Patrick Whitlock from the Ravenwood Raptors. Patrick, good to have you here, son.
Stormy, great to be here and get here 15 minutes before tip off and get a courtside seat. It's a pretty good deal.
Hey, walk right in and sit right down and just start going. Well, if you've never been to Lebanon High School, do yourself a favor. How much larger is this campus than what we see over at Ravenwood?
It's very sizable, as most of these schools out here in Wilson County are now. Obviously, they know what to do with their tax dollars a little bit better than we do.
Amen.
And understand the value of property taxes in general.
Amen to that. And you would say, would you rather have this gym than... Is this a nice gym?
Oh, it's incredible. And the Aug gym that is on the other side of this wall here is pretty nice, too.
So I saw that.
They've got it figured out.
I saw that. Well, Coach Patrick Whitlock is going to help me tonight. Two Memphis boys on the mic tonight. That should scare you to death. One went to White Station and was an actual great basketball player. One went to Messick, and all he could muster up was a decent golfing career. But we're here tonight to pull for the Lady Raptors. Coach Mariska Harris is to our left. We're all in red, black, and white tonight, pulling for the Raptors. And our game will tip off here in about a minute, 10 seconds. We're going to have a national anthem. And Anir's on the board at back of the station, 1333 West Main Street in Studio A. Now, Patrick, last time we saw these Lady Blue Devilettes, they lost at Ravenwood last year 59-50 to the Lady Raptors.
Yes, another sectional rematch after last season. Ravenwood, similar story, finishes fourth in the district tournament, fights their way through the region, and here they are playing for another opportunity to go to the state tournament.
You got to love them. You can never count them out.
Absolutely.
It's going to be an exciting time tonight. Lexi Erickson's right in front of us. The starting lineups are going to be had here shortly. Here's what we're going to move. There you go. Yeah, that sometimes phones will make a static noise, and that's not me giving you static. Appreciate you being here tonight. Huge crowd. When I mean huge crowd, we're talking, 95% full. And they just...
Whole town of Lebanon is here.
That's true. And in about 1 minute, we've got a quartet going to sing the national anthem. Anir, let's go ahead and go back to the station right now. I heard them warming up, and these four kids can absolutely give you goosebumps. They sing so well. Let's go back. Let's take a minute and a half, 1 minute and a half break, and we'll be back on the other side with starting lineups. This is AM 950.
Hello, this is Garth Bolden with Gateway Tire and Service Center. Located on Cool Springs Boulevard and McEwen Drive in Franklin, Tennessee, Gateway Tire and Service Center is your local Yokohama tire dealer, and we're proud to have served Williamson County for over 25 years. Take advantage of our full service center, including our new custom shop. Give us a call at 615-771-7080 for all your car needs, including Yokohama tires, custom wheels, and more. Gateway Tire and Service Center, your local Yokohama tire dealer.
Hey, this is Stormy Mitchell, and I want to cordially invite you to the church at West Franklin. You'll be greeted with a warm smile, firm handshake, some of the best coffee in town, excellent music, and some of the finest preaching this side of heaven. The church is located at 700 New Highway 96 West. If you can't make it, tune in to WAKM on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and listen to the church service. The preaching will be done by Dr. Matt Pearson from the church at West Franklin.
Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99 at Stroud's Barbecue. That includes 1 pound of pork or pulled chicken, buns, and a pint of a side item. Throw in a half gallon of tea or lemonade at Stroud's Barbecue. Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99. 615-595-0200. Open 7 to 8 Monday through Saturday and 7 to 6 on Sunday. That's Stroud's Barbecue right here in Williamson County.
Since 1949, Puitt Brothers Tune and Tire Service has been serving the automotive repair needs of generations of Williamson Countyans. The expert mechanics at Puitt Brothers service all types of vehicles, from minor repairs to major problems. They specialize in brakes, electrical, computer diagnostics, transmission repairs, oil changes, tune-ups, and maintenance. Puitt Brothers is a home-owned, family-operated business. 112 Alpha Drive, just off Columbia Avenue in Franklin.
Beautiful, resounding national anthem by a quartet of young people there, Patrick. Kind of gives you goosebumps when they sing it that beautifully.
It does. Setting the stage for what should be a pretty exciting night here.
No doubt about it. The Lady Raptors are in red tonight. They seem like they've been in those red uniforms. Hope y'all watched those for them as they played on the road, been the underdog, seem like, in every ball game. But they're in red tonight with a white numeral. Coming out of the chute first for the Lady Raptors is number two. That's Savannah Dew. She's a forward, 6'2" sophomore. Her dad's a coach for one of the Titans. Also, number three, 5'2", Lexi Erickson, sophomore point guard. Off the bench is much improved Mary Prestigard, number 15. And Mary is also a sophomore. Young squad, junior on the squad is Jasmine Harmon, number 20. Last but not least, Ty Lee, the senior, lone senior, 5'11", senior, and she plays in the post. And they're going to turn the lights out on us, and we can't see anything, which is just fine and dandy. We'll get the starting lineup for you right here for the Lady Blue Devilettes. They call them the Devilettes. Terry Merrill would just love that. And quite the production, Patrick.
Absolutely. Got the hype video, lights out. Probably get the spotlight on here. First class operation out here in Wilson County.
Can we get this at Ravenwood?
We're trying.
How will Dr. Vaden react to this?
Yeah, she loves the aesthetically pleasing stuff. So. Yeah. Hopefully she's here to see this firsthand.
Well, yeah, I think all of Winston County needs to see this. Seth Poston seems to like this. The Lady Devilettes have come in this tournament. So I think I can't see their win-loss record. I think it's 26-6. I think that's what I had.
Something like that. They've won 8 of their last 10, Stormy. A team that's kind of caught fire, able to beat Mount Juliet twice in the past 2 weeks.
Well, you beat Mount Juliet once in every 5 years, you've done something. You beat them twice in 2 weeks, you know they can play. I remember a little girl named Addie Grace, number 21, that's her middle name, and she's the spark on this team, and she was a freshman last year. And I tell you what, that girl plays with composure, plays with poise and drive and passion. She's a joy to watch.
They're 11 and seeking their first state tournament appearance since 1982. Two of the girls on this team's mom played on that 1982 team.
Wow. Now, how cool. I mean, of course, we're pulling for the Raptors, but how cool will that be? How much would that mean to this program?
I think it'd go a long way. Coach Corey Barrett obviously gained a lot of fame at Riverdale, had some very good teams there, probably more notoriously known for that game against Smyrna, which they ended up cost him his job at Riverdale.
I'm glad you brought that up. Well, okay, now turn the lights back on. I can't see now. My eyes are blind.
Blinded, yeah.
Great. Caesars go. 11 is 26-6 like I thought. 12-2 in the region. And here we go, the starting lineup for the Lady Devilettes was right. Number 21 is Addie Grace Porter. And they got another a Grace out there. It's Aaron Grace, Lester, number 24. Also down the line, let's see if I get that name here. That's Alyssa Molesky. She's number 25. I remember her from last year. And Janiska James, number 5. And last but not least, off the bench was Kristen A. Brookshire. She's center. She's 6 foot. She's a senior. I remember her playing last year. And big girl in the paint, not afraid to between the battle they're going to have between Brookshire and Ty Lee. We may need a referee for those two alone, Patrick.
That's going to be a key to this game. When I talked to Coach Harris earlier today, said Ty Lee could not get in foul trouble, which has been a big issue for her all season. Once Ravenwood gets a little deeper into that bench, it's going to be a matchup nightmare if that occurs.
Yeah, so the other night, Jasmine Harmon got a little vociferous in her defensive efforts and picked up her fourth foul at the 4:57 mark in the third quarter, and we all just kind of went, oh, that's not good. Huge crowd here tonight. I mean, beautiful gymnasium, the light grays, pretty blues, and really nice light. I love this lighting, Patrick. I can actually see the goal from here.
Amazing.
All right, first quarter action. The back door cut to Harmon. She goes up, Can't get it to go. Gravity didn't take over. Rebound. Here comes Porter across the timeline quickly for the Devilette. They're going from right to left radio dial in all white tonight with royal blue trim. Ball's inside in the paint. There's a battle. Whistle blows. And they call that on. Wow. And that first one's on James. That's her first foul.
Referee conveniently positioned himself right in front of us, so we missed that.
Yep. I was thinking, I thought it was called a jump ball. Other night they let him play at Brentwood when the Rebels came to town. They only had four fouls the entire first half, but looks like they're going to call it tight tonight. Here comes out front. It's Erickson down the right wing. She's guarded by Porter. Porter's one of my favorite players. Nice pick by Lee. Erickson backs it out, back to the timeline, reloading to 7-10 mark.
Levin really deep help on everybody but Harmon trying to take her out.
Harmon on the drive in the paint, almost. Oh, I thought they called
it
double. Yeah, that was double dribble. They didn't call it. Lee lets the ball almost go out of bounds, picks it up safe. And Porter's really putting some pressure on Lexi Erickson. Those two going to play against each other for many, many a year. Under 6:50 to go, no score. And a moving screen is called. That's on Lee, and unfortunately, that has been a faux pas that the Lady Raptors have suffered time and time and time again this year.
Not the kind of foul she needs to be picking up. That was a good call. She got her hip extended out there with the illegal screen.
And wow, they're going to call that on Savannah Dews. Shot went up that time by number 40. That's Brookshire. And Dews picks up her first foul. Two fouls already called on the Lady Raptors, and we're not even to the 6:30 mark. Mariska Harris got her arms folded. Doesn't look real happy.
Left a quick double team with Dews there on the weak side. Looked like she was straight up, but unfortunately didn't get that call.
Brookshire makes the very first one. Eye in the bucket. It's like brand-new nets up there. They didn't spare no expense tonight, Patrick. It's those old chain nets we used to use at Message. Do better. Here comes Prescott out front, top of three-point circle. Dews for three. Back rim, can't get it to go. Rebound Harmon. Pulls it down, drives in the paint, picked up, triple team. Larrickson for three. Oh, man, looks like a Mitchell shot. Missed everything. Here comes Porter. Fast break to James.
Oh, she's traveling.
She did. They don't call it. Porter drives in the paint, kicks it back out smartly. Addie Gray. Ball's inside.
Oh, shot. Good defense.
Yes, nice block. That's a Ty Lee goes up and kept Brookshire from spinning and using the glass.
Raptors really looking to push in transition here early.
They are. They're trying to get the ball. Try to go, obviously, get it into Lee as many times as possible. Harmon's going to have to make that soft floater. Can't get it. Lee, the rebound goes up, and whistle blows. Jump ball. And I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah, that was a little questionable. Looks like he extended, got the arm in there, a little chicken bone.
I'll have to admit, we pretty well chewed a referee out of the night at one ball game that it looked like about the worst referee I've ever seen. When we said it on there.
Legal screen should be.
Yes, sir. Legal screen is called. All right, we'll take that. That's on five. That's on James. That's her team second.
These officials tonight are from a different association than what we normally use, with it being a sectional game. So it'll be interesting to see how they dictate the game. Can't be any worse than it's been in the region tournament.
Oh, horrific. Where are they getting these, people? I'll start calling them bozos. They didn't do that. On the drive, special guard down the left wing, kicks it back to Lee, top of the three-point circle. Harmon drives. She's going to soft float it back to Preston Guard. Big in. And the Raptors are coming out cold shooting, and I'll tell you, there's really no background here.
Now, you got to adjust this kind of setting. The walls are a lot closer in Williamson County.
They are.
About 8 to 10 feet.
Yes. I mean, you look like you're shooting in suspended animation.
Not as significant as, say, Dixon County, but still significant nonetheless.
Good lighting, no reason. Good boob, baseline drive,
great
block. Dews on the block. Goes out of bounds. And it's still going to be Lebanon ball. Good crowd here tonight for Lebanon. I mean, it's packed. I mean, for Saturday night, I guess there's nothing else to do. Nice shot.
Nice set out of the
rebound, fall court, and they're going to call Dews on another foul. And I'm not going to come. So, all right. Caller second on dues, and here comes Rachel Hillman. She's going to come in quickly for. She's going to come in for dues. Dues got a look of disgust on her face.
Tough. You know, you want to get through the first half without three fouls. That means she's going to sit a lot.
That's right. Long time. Good ball movement. Here comes Porter. Drives it inside. Baseline cut off the glass. Good to draw the foul. Brookshire to the line. She scores, and she's going to the line for three. And that is on Lee. That is no es bueno if you're a Raywood fan. That's two on her. That's four already on the Raptors. Less than 4 minutes. It's going to be a lot of fouls at this rate. 32 fouls if they keep this pace up. We'll have nobody left. You and I'll be playing.
That's something no one wants to see.
Oh, definitely the white legs I've got now. I'm telling you, these little stubby things. Here's Harmon on the drive. Saw Fulton and
got bailed out there.
Yes, sir. Foul's called on the last second shot. Looks like it would be on 23. Let's get the number there. That will be Lindsey Freeman. She's a 5'9 junior guard. She's the first one off the bench. She has come back from a knee injury.
11 and playing really deep help. Every time she drives, she's going to be playing in the crowd. She's going to have to come to jump stops and get her teammates involved a little bit here.
Well said. You'll do some dishing and driving and dishing. First one's good. Miss the second one. 3-1 to our score at the 4 minute mark. Porter on the drive. I tell you what, she slices and dices. That girl's got no fear.
There they go, pushing in transition again.
Harmon's picked up, and there's five jerseys around her.
There it is.
Somebody's got to shoot. Somebody's got to shoot for Raywood. They're wide open. Harmon's on the drive. She can't do this by herself. In the league, goes a strong block. And Berkshire got a lot of ball. She got a lot of ball. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not so sure about that call, Mr. Ref, and I'm pulling for the Raptors. Got Patrick Whitlock on the board with me. Terry Merrill goes, who's that with you? Well, if you keep listening, Terry, you would have known that, big boy. I mean, man knows basketball. I've been faking it now for about a decade, so, you know, we're doing the best we can. Lee misses the first one. Eye in the bucket. Second one on the way. Oh, good.
Came up empty.
That's not a good start. 5-1 is our score. We're under 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Big possession right here. Raymond needs to stop.
Big stop. Good ball movement. Shot on the way from three. And soft rims are in order. Alicia Malassi hits three. And all of a sudden, Alicia Harris is timeout on the court. We're trailing 8-1 at the 3:20 mark. It is a 30. Patrick, let's keep it here. Your thoughts, what do you tell your Lady Raptors at a timeout like this?
Well, you know, a lot of these kids are seeing their first action in an environment like this. So you kind of got to just weather the storm right now. You're going to need to come down offensively, get the look you want, try and find a way to generate a field goal, and just relax everybody's nerves. Nice little set by Levinen right there, coming out with the horn set and then the handoff and getting the generous bounce on that three-point shot. With all being said and done, you know, Ravenwood, it could be a lot worse at this point.
I agree.
Hopefully they can weather the storm a little bit here.
Well, I noticed like you did in the warm pregame warm-ups, I didn't look at the other rims, but the rims down here, very friendly as they were in Dixon County.
Not like those hard rims at Brentwood High School.
Oh, my gosh, those are harder than times in 29. Shot on the way, no good. Harmon can't get it to go. Back rim, and no good. And here comes Porter across the way, quickly across the timeline. She's just a sophomore, plays with the maturity of a senior. Looking inside, they get it in, kick it back out, three-point on the way. Back rim, no good. And Harmon's foul. That's Molaski. She gets the foul.
All right, so we've had 9 team fouls called here in less than 6 minutes.
Yeah, at this pace, we will not play the fourth quarter. Terry Merrill says you sound like a pro. Well, we already knew that.
Coming from him, that's quite a compliment.
Well, I mean, you know, with all the Stroud time Patrick's put in, he's a good knife and fork man and a good mic man here.
Hey, I'll do anything for that, that burrito.
I heard that. 2:30 left, 8-1 score, shot on the way. Back rim, no good, can't get up to the rebound, pull out there. Here come the Devils, Devilettes. the Blue Devils, or the Devil, whatever Terry wants to call them. I just love watching her play basketball. That girl plays effortlessly.
Very solid.
Good ball movement down the left wing. Kicks it outside down the baseline cut. Drive goes up softly. No good. Harmon rips it out of air.
Got to go. Got to push.
We need some other Raptors to be flowing quickly across that timeline. Looked up, she had a 1-on-4, and those are not good numbers. Erickson gets it to Harmon, right wing, looking inside. Craig's in. Also Hillman. Back out front, almost to the timeline. 1:40 to go is Harmon, and she's trying to be 1-on-1, and she's all of a sudden triple team. I mean, this is.
Yeah, going under the ball screen there, making her play in a crowd whenever she gets the paint. There's four right there. That's terrible.
Wow, that is terrible. Man, there's about three Devils trip her, knock her down, and they call her for walking.
She travels for a reason. That undercut there.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That was a pretty good tackle there. We got to sign her up with the football team. I'm not sure the football team tackled that well last year. Well, he didn't say that. Here comes the Devils across the timeline. That's Hybrick out front. She takes a three.
And Horn set again, wide open.
Whoa, my goodness. A Raptor hits the floor, and that's Harmon. She's pounded to the floor. They get the rebound and scores 10-1 with 1 minute to go. Harmon was pounded. Nothing was called. Raptors need a basket here in the worst way. Boy, this thing gets out of hand. Erickson takes it at the timeline. We're at 50 seconds. A 3-point basket here wouldn't hurt. Harmon drives left. Erickson's open. That's her spot. And everybody's long tonight. And jump ball is called.
That'd be Raven's ball.
All right.
She rushed that shot a little bit. A quick closeout by Levin and forced her to rush that. Raptors really need a basket on this possession.
Yeah, that would taste a whole lot better going in down to rather than 10-1. 40 seconds left. Erickson under home basket. And she's at 4.5 seconds, and they got a 5-second call. And Ray Charles saw that one coming.
Yeah.
Here comes Porter across the timeline. Lebanon wants to take the last shot. They could go up as many as 13, up 10-1 right now. A couple players got their hands on their hips. It looks like they're already getting gassed out there. Lindsay's on the baseline. Also, number 24 is Lester on the baseline. 4-11, and they're already starting to talk. It's 14 seconds.
Looks like we're going to get some high ball screen action.
There we go.
Come off and create.
It's Porter.
No, doesn't use it.
Nope, the ball's thrown in the corner. Back away. We're at 5 seconds.
And they finally called
jump ball. The Raptors get it back with 2.6 seconds. And actually, she tied it up at the 5-second mark, but they didn't call it. Harmon across, get the shot away. No good. All right, end of one. We've end of one. 11-10. Our Lady Raptors won. Let's take 1 minute. We'll be back in 1 minute here on AM 950.
This aquarium is awesome, Imogene. Here, lean in and let's pose for a selfie by the shark tank.
I don't like the look of those sharks, Cooter. They're staring at us like we're lunch.
Never mind them, Imogene. Here, lean in closer. You won't be in the picture.
Careful, Cooter. Don't put all your weight on the glass.
Say cheese, Imogene.
Look out, Cooter.
For emergency glass service, Lewis Glass, 106 Century Court, 615-790-1977.
Make pain a thing of the past with help from our friends at the Bone and Joint Institute of Tennessee, Tennessee's destination for outstanding orthopedic care. From aging or overuse to a traumatic accident or sports-related injury, they'll be there for you every step of the way to help improve your range of motion, mobility, and quality of life. Put your trust in the hands of experts and visit boneandjointtn.org or call 615-791-2630 to make your appointment today.
Pushing the buttons and setting the dials keep us all in smiles over here. We're in Lebanon tonight. Not a good start for the Lady Raptors, trailing 10-1. Second quarter action. Got Patrick Whitlock, the boys coach from Raywood, is my compadre, and I appreciate him making the trip. Nice shot of the way. Block.
Nice.
Harmon blocks the shot from Malassie out front. James has it back out front. Hands off to Porter. Porter's the sophomore. We're going to brag on her all night. Addie Grace Porter. She played last year Very cool, complex, and little individual. Trying for 5 seconds, almost. Kind of wonder why he stopped the call.
A lot of pressure by the Raptors on this possession.
Yes, they're going to ramp it up. I know Mariska Harris is going to dial in the defense. Berkshire way out front. Three-point shot from the senior center. Ball's kicked on the floor. Picked up. Press the guard.
Fortunate rebound there for the Raptors.
We'll take what we can get. We need a bucket right here. Erickson down the left wing, looking inside. Picks up Prestigard, top of the key. She's picked up by James down the right wing. Inside the lead. Lee's got to watch that ball in her hands. Takes a shot from the baseline.
Yeah, not the shot she wanted after that.
No, that's not her. A little out of her range. And that's a carry Malachi didn't get called. Mariska Harris is discussing it with the official. She got a technical other night, I thought was rather unnecessary on the ref's part, but he did about 20 calls that night. And Harmon gets a steal. Ball's on the floor. She picks it up. They don't call walking or anything. Here we go. Harmon's going to wreak havoc. Here comes Erickson across the timeline. Raptors need a basket in the worst way. He's got 1 point. Spin move, Lee. And she, what is it, Patrick? That's 3 times she's made that spin move, and the ball has stayed behind.
Like, yeah, you know, taking that first step before you take the ball with you, it makes it a little bit more difficult.
Yep, and almost like there's a dead spot, but can't be one on every inch of the floor. Back out to Brookshire. She had a three last time. Stolen by Harmon. She's going to take it 94 foot. Goes up and misses it and was hammered and wasn't called.
That's pretty tough. You got 9 foul calls so far, and that was easy.
Yeah,
and they didn't call that one.
Yeah, Fisher standing right there, grabbed her hand. Here comes Harmon again across the timeline at the 5:30 mark. To Erickson, swings it around. Hillman, front rim, almost got it to go. Harmon almost got away from over the top. Across the timeline is Lester. Lester DePorter, she's directing traffic, shouting instructions to her fellow teammates as she backs it out to her coach.
I'll say Porter looks like she's calling her own play here. She looked over her coach and said, "We're not running that."
I love that. I mean, I'm telling you, I love this little girl.
General on the floor out here.
I love this little girl. She is the little general for the Blue Devilettes, I'm telling you. Got a pick. She drives to the right, kicks it. Harmon slaps it out of bounds. Harmon with her anticipatory moves ever so quick.
Doing everything she can to try and generate some offense through her defense here. Unfortunately, didn't get that call to possession for it. Lady Raptors now almost 14 minutes or 12 minutes into this game without a field goal.
And Hillman on the block.
Defense is keeping a minute.
Dribble the ball, Rachel. Dribble the ball, hon. That's it. There you go. I figured you could do that.
Really need to find a way to get Harmon a shot around the rim.
Oh, she thought about the 3-point and backed it out.
Good decision.
4:30 mark. 10-1's our score. Raptors just in a quagmire so far. Erickson drives right. She's picked up hard. Soft floater. Hit the rim shot. That's it. Baseline cut.
Nice,
Erickson.
Nice play there, trying to set the cross screen for Harmon. Erickson turns the corner and hits the floater. Really needed that. Maybe that'll settle everybody down.
Icebreaker. And, frankly, the Lebanon student section's been awful quiet tonight, even though they're up. And Harmon draws a very unnecessary ticky-tack call. And that is her second one. Coming back in for Lebanon is number 23, which will be Lindsey Freeman, also number 20, Hybrid. A lot of middle names. Anne Marie Hybrid. Glad I don't have to spell that. Whoa, Heidelberg. All right, never mind.
Freeman missed the first two-thirds of the season with an injury.
Yeah, she's back from
what impact she has.
They said she'd be off the bench. Sold by Hillman. Look at that. Rachel Hillman learned to play a little pickpocket there. Raptors 10-3, only down by 7.
Get a bucket in here, you're in business.
That's right.
Trying to set up the back door.
She waited. Don't look, man. Make the cut and go. 3:30 mark, 10-3 score. Raptors trailing. Quiet crowd here. Big crowd, but quiet crowd. Everybody's kind of waiting to see how this is going to burst. Shot on the way. Harmon, line drives it. Can't get it to go. Rebound, Hillman. Hillman's begging for the ball down the left wing. Lee's got it. Picked up out front. They start over. Brookshire had her. Kicks it down to Harmon down the left wing. Inside to Lee. Spins, goes up. Please go up. off the rim. Nice, nice soft floater off the glass. All of a sudden, they cut the lead. They're within five. Back in this.
Nice move that was. Fake middle twice. He goes back up off the glass, going to the baseline.
Her soft shot in the paint from 10 feet have improved right hand, left hand immensely the last 3 years.
That was a big time move right there.
Needed that. Here comes Heidebrick. She's picked up by Prestigar. That's two names that we don't have to spell back to back. Erickson's on Porter. Harmon almost
Don't do anything foolish here.
We don't need three fouls.
2.5 minutes. Got to play smart.
Harmon, Harmon's on the floor.
That's a travel.
And it's a travel. They're not calling it.
Oh, my goodness.
One guy called.
Got the jump ball. When you pick your feet up off the floor, that is an automatic travel.
Yes.
I do not understand why that call is not made.
Well, maybe we can have a seminar at halftime explaining some of these officials as they form.
Yeah, easy for me to say is I don't have to be out there doing it.
Yeah.
7 or 8 year old reffing assignments aren't that complex.
Yeah, this is true. Our ball's into Harmon, and she kicks it back out to Erickson. That was almost a disaster. 2:15 mark. 10-5 is our score. Three pointer here gets it within two, and picked up a dribble. Corey Barrett, well known coach in this part. Baseline drive, kicks
nice.
To Erickson. Wide open three.
Need that.
Bottom! 10-8 our score. That's great.
Lebanon freezing the ball screen, forcing Harmon to go baseline. Great cross-court kick to Erickson there.
I love that shot. 10-8 with right at 140 to go.
As bad as this looks, it is a two-point game.
Oh, my word. Heaven help me. Harmon has gotten – she's going for the steal, and she's called. Is that her third foul?
That's her second, I believe.
Marissa Harris is shaking her head in absolute disbelief.
All right, so this is a really tough decision. You got a minute 43 left in the half. You got two fouls. You definitely don't want a third. Got to roll the dice here a little bit because offense is hard to come by when she's not on the floor.
You just can't overplay. But she's so quick, she does not know. She got two speeds on and off.
There you got the
That's
carry.
Right. And that was a carry call on Porter. Now, guess what? Raptors got a chance to tie it up or even take the lead. At the 136 mark, how good would that be?
Stingy Raptor defense kept them in it, and now they got an opportunity to get a big boost right here before the half ends.
10-1 is our score after one. And guess what? Lebanon's not scored.
There it is.
And guess what? We're tied at the one at the 82nd mark. Baseline drive.
Great defense.
Lee cuts them off.
That's a
whistle blow.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me?
I'm afraid not. That was called on Rachel Hillman.
They got it on Hillman. That's going to be the bonus.
And Marissa. On who? I agree. Yeah, she was walking.
Heavy block right there.
I don't go that far on vacation. Oh, good Lord. What a bozo. The Seawolf, they don't call it. Man, Brookside throws up a player and scores.
Do not give up offensive rebounds off of free throws. That's a killer.
That's amazing. First basket of the quarter for Lebanon makes it 12-10, 55-8.
Probably well served and maybe hold for the last shot here, but it looks like they're going to play it.
Shot on the way. Yes, he's got the lead. That would be the Lady Raptors. That would be the Lady Raptors, 13-12, 40 seconds to go.
Hillman with a big shot. They're going to need those girls to step up. Got to find offense.
Got somebody besides. Shot goes up. Oh, my word, what a soft one. Ball was spinning out. Harmon's asked to pick up the foul, 25 seconds, up one. Harmon for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound, Brookshire. Across the timeline.
Coach Harris wanted to hold for the last shot there. Harmon pulls a three with 20 seconds to go.
14-13 is our score. 5 seconds into Brookshire. Spin, up, short, rebound, fall four. Can't get the shot off. The foul is called again.
That is unreal.
I'm sure that official's not sure what a real foul is.
They're gonna talk about it. I think this other official thinks that happened after the buzzer.
I agree. Oh, no, man, that guy's a... That's three on Taya Lee, and it was after the...
That was close. That was definitely close.
I tell you what, I thought we had bad officiating in Region 6 AAA.
They're going to put 0.3 back up on the clock, it looks like.
Now they put 3 whole seconds. It's supposed to be 0.3. He can't count. It's not 3 seconds. It's 0.3. Man, I tell you what. Where's the clown outfit? I'm looking for Bozo around here. There's got to be a clown outfit around here somewhere.
This young guy is the one that made the last two calls. A little questionable.
Yeah, very questionable. He's, you know, God love him. He's trying.
Of course, the longer they can take to sort this out, the longer she has to stay at the free throw line, doing a nice job of icing the shooter in their own gym.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, this has not been a seamless first half, officiating-wise. That's the best way I can put it. Brookshire to the line. Shooting 1-1. Great day in the morning. Oh, shooting two.
I gave her the shooting foul.
Okay.
Now.
Well, she missed first one. Looked like Mitchell up there. Shot a brick. Up one. Tell you what, the Lady Raptors have played horribly, and they're only going to be possibly 2 points down. They're going to be 2 points down. Unless they don't throw it away, do something egregious here. And I'll take that. 15-13. I'd go to the locker room. And I'd say, you know what? We can beat this team. We can beat them. There's no doubt about it. They can beat them. Patrick, your
thoughts?
Absolutely.
After getting down 10-1, outscores Lebanon 12-5 down the stretch. Second quarter was obviously a lot different than the first. 9 fouls called in the first quarter and only 3 in the second. Very physical game. Raptors weathered the storm there. A little concerned about the foul trouble. Ty Lee with 3. That's kind of a big deal. She needs to be able to stay on the floor in the second half. Be interesting to see if she comes out and starts, or if they try and buy a few minutes at the beginning.
Well, put in Savannah Dews, and maybe Ella Craig was about to ship back in. Hey, a quick shout out to Robert Hassel. He's listening to AM 950. Enjoyed lunch yesterday. Our lunch bunch crew got together, and we enjoy a lot of food.
I bet you do.
And I'll tell you what else. A lot of Bravo Sierra was spread around that table. And I'll just leave
it. Wouldn't have it any other way.
And I'll just leave it right there. But, hey, we've got 8 minutes and 50 seconds left. We're going to go ahead and take – let's go ahead and take 7 minutes. Anir, let's take 7 quick minutes. We'll be back on the other side. And the winner gets to go to the Glass House in Murfreesboro. The loser gets to go and start basketball practice for the 2020 season. This is – sports here on AM 950. 7 minutes, Anir. 7 minutes, buddy. Thanks. To go before the second half action, winner goes to Murfreesboro to play in the Glass House on the campus of MTSU. Our producer extraordinaire, Anir, just said, Stormy, I don't know how you keep from losing your voice. Well, the voice, Patrick, I'm not worried about it. I've lost my mind. I've lost 80 hours of time in the last 2 weeks, but I wouldn't trade anything for district basketball and Region 6A basketball.
Hey, it's a fun time of year. And on behalf of all the coaches, administrators, and schools, we appreciate all you and Garth do. And I feel privileged to be sitting here next to you tonight doing this. A lot of fun.
Well, we're just breaking you in because, you know, we're going to have you on Stroud's here shortly. I've been watching some college basketball. How about UT today? They kind of put a little whooping on that team from up in Lexington, Kentucky.
Well, you know, really, obviously, Tennessee's got a great team, and I saw it coming. I mean, you know, you get your butt kicked a few weeks ago in Rupp Arena, and you come back, and, you know, without Travis on the floor for the Wildcats today, Tennessee just manhandled them. That should be a lot of fun here in the SEC tournament in a few weeks. Here,
boy, man. It's always a great time. It's a good time to enjoy some basketball. And I'll tell you what, the girls – state tournament starts this Wednesday, 10 a.m. over at Murfreesboro. And if you can get some time off, whether you're going to see AAA, AA, single A, it's worth the ticket. It's worth the time. It is it's one of these bucket list things you need to go do and watch. And we're hoping to have these Lady Raptors to our left, the red-clad Raptors with white numerals and white numbers and white lettering. I'm hoping to have them over there because
Well, 24 games across the state, trying to get 24 teams to Murfreesboro in three different classifications next week. What a fun night of basketball, and the boys get to do it on Monday.
Yes, they do, and we will be on the air Monday. Thank you for reminding me. We will be on the air Monday night at Franklin as the Gallatin Green Wave comes to take on the Franklin Rebels. We will be on campus early, setting up at 6 o'clock. We'll go on the air about 6:50, and we're going to try to cheer our Rebels on to get them to the state. Okay, going from left to right on the radio dials, a white-clad Devilette shot on the way right out of the timeout. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound Brookshire kicks it out. Shot on the way again. Bottom. Well, number 24, that's Aaron Grace Lester. She's 5'6". She's just a junior, and she nails a three all
best,
of a sudden.
Best time to shoot a three off an offensive rebound, Stormy, and they capitalize right there.
Harmon on the drive goes up softly. It's good. Nice recovery. 18-15 to score. Mariska Harris stomping the floor to our left.
Well, Lebanon got two really good looks on that last possession. Offensively, Ravenwood flashing Harmon to the high post. A little different wrinkle there to start the second half.
All right, 7 minutes to go. Third quarter action. Winner goes to Murfreesboro, as we state. Looking inside is Porter. She drives down the wing, kick back out. Shot, long shot. Malasky, great features, goes with a grin on her face. And Alyssa Malasky, she is a 5'8 junior. And she looks like she's grinning for a picture in the annual. She's smiling so broadly, that big three-pointer. 21-15 score. Deuce, baseline jumper. Can't get it to go. Rebound off Brookshire. Still Ravenwood's ball.
Malasky with the fortunate loose ball pickup there to knock down the three. Deuce on this end. Got to go up stronger than that.
Yes, got to be decisive.
Harmon
slices off the glass and scores. 21-17 is our score to 6:20 mark.
Back-to-back possessions, getting her the ball at the elbow, giving her some room to attack.
Raptors were down 10-1 after one. They have fought back, only down four. Inside move, no good. Rachel Hillman, clean in the glass, playing some defense, picking some pockets. Here come the Raptors, going from right to left on the radio dial.
One thing of note, Coach Harris decides not to start Ty Lee to start the second half.
Whoa!
Got our money's worth there.
Wow, man.
Fighting through the screen.
Nice. Lester absolutely on the pancake block. If you do that in football, you
that goes on your huddle highlight video if you do that in football.
I'm telling you, she just ran over. Looks like Rachel Hillman. Hillman, I see her. She threw a little elbow of girls coming through on that one. I like that. Rachel Hillman looks like she'd be one to reciprocate, but I like that look. All right, look out. Going to get 5 seconds.
That dribble.
She got 5 seconds. She did. Yes, Porter on the defense. Erickson lost track of time, a bad time for a turnover. And there's never a good time for a turnover unless you're in the kitchen and your name is Pillsbury. I'm sorry, that's corny, but that's...
No, that's a good one. I'm going to have to start a website with Stormy, is
it? Well, it wouldn't last long. People would be rolling their eyes going, bless his heart, what is wrong with him? Malasky, way out front, picked up by Harmon. Goes to the left, inside pass, ball's kicked, tip, ball's loose, and official is over talking to the coach instead of officiating the ball game.
Not very professional. You wait till a dead ball and you rotate over to talk to him there. Coach Barrett arguing that was a kick ball there. It was not. So it hit her knee.
Yep.
Raptor possession.
And here come the Raptors. Get a chance to pull it within one with a 3-2 points, get them within two. Erickson drives to her right, picks up her dribble. I wish she wouldn't pick up a dribble so far out. Harmon drives left, goes up. Nice shot, and the flop.
Big-time play right there.
Malasky on the flop is not called. Officials saw that coming. 5 minutes to go, down two, 21-19, a nail-biter, just like last year. Ravenwood overcame an eight-point deficit starting the fourth quarter to win 59-50 at Ravenwood.
Backdoor trying to set it up there. Raptors
nice move, cool. And she should be called. Whoa.
I agree with Coach Harris on this one. She's arguing on the floor. Took another step and just threw it up at the rim. They got the call.
Yeah. And Justice didn't pay. She missed the first one. Going to the line again. is Porter. Great little guard. She's a fine little guard. I tell you what, and she makes that one. She could be, out of our region, she could be my favorite player.
Only a sophomore.
Yeah, 440 to go, 22-19, only 3 points. Raptors, Prestigard needs to get started. She can hit a three. She's got to break that baseline. Almost indecisive. Got to play with some bravado in there today. Erickson for three on the way.
Yeah.
Let the crowd tell you. You better believe it. We're tied at 22 to 420 mark.
Perfect setup. Coming off the ball screen. Only one person can help there.
Oh, nice dish and dive. Porter to Brookshire. Beautiful dribble drive. Basket good for the Blue Devils. 24-22. Cross court to Hillman for three. Feet set. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound Porter. Here come the Devils. Cross the timeline quickly. James takes a three. Hard. No good.
Not even close.
Ball's picked up. Here comes Prestigard. Watch it behind you. Watch behind you. Pulls up the dribble. Deuce for three. Can't get it to go. Prestigard goes up strong. Go up strong, girl. The Deuce. No good. Hillman can't get the rebound. Nice rebound. Pull out of the air by James. 3:30 mark. Shot the other way. Mulaski. And the crowd will tell you how good that one was from about 28 foot. Alyssa Mulaski. She's just a sophomore.
Yep, crowd,
but the junior.
Crowd getting into it now. Slow to react in transition that time.
Yes. Deuce goes up and Mulaski picks the pocket. You put it down in the paint and dribble it against your pocket pick.
Here. Too passive of a move to play at this level right there. You got to be more aggressive.
I agree. Under 3 minutes, 27-22. Lee coming back in. She's got three fouls. The Brookshire. Deuce on the block. Here comes Erickson. 2:50 to go. Third quarter action. Down five.
Raptors got to get a good shot here. This is a big possession. Under 3 minutes, down five.
Got to stem the momentum, Ty. The momentum is switched over to the girls, the white dress and the blue trim. Harmon down the left wing, kicks it back out front to Hillman. Erickson backs it out, reloading, taking their time, playing poise. 2:20 to go.
They're icing that ball screen. Raptors need to clear out the baseline. She would be able to go.
Soft floater.
Right. Wow. What a.
Gosh, how about gravity taking over? Timeout. She's screaming timeout. They won't let them take it.
Yep.
D up. They say D up with 2:10 to go. 27-24. The Raptors have tied it a couple times tonight. Tied earlier at 22. Down 10-1 after first quarter. Almost had Porter on the backdoor cut. The V cut. Wow. Harmon is knocked to the ground again. No foul is called. And Mulaski's grinning. I tell you what, how do you not call that?
They got away with one there.
How do you not call that? Bogo to clown to our left without his clown outfit tonight. I'm sorry, he's in black stripes. And Mulaski knocks Harmon to the ground again. And no foul is called. And it goes out of bounds. It should be Ravenwood ball. Great Caesars ghost.
Great hustle by Lester there for Lebanon.
Lester did a great job on the hustle. Give her credit. Ty Lee checks back in. And Jazz Harmon's thinking, well, I've only been knocked down five times tonight. She's on the foul line yet?
She has been assaulted tonight and has not shot a free throw.
No. Harmon's got it at the top of the key.
Trying to give it to her in space.
Top of the key, backs it out. And they're hounding her. She goes up soft floater. As he calls,
if they call that on the floor, I might lose it.
That call's on 23. That's on Lindsey Freeman. You know, I don't mind officials making calling fouls, but I like to see it both ways for teams.
Well, as a coach, you really just want consistency.
Yeah, that's all you want. That's all I ask for. That's when I play baseball. Mr. Trump, you're going to call them high, you're going to call them low. Just call them. Let me know. First one's made by Harmon. 30-25, 30-26. Raptors still in this. 1:20 to go, third quarter action. Great, beautiful facility here in Lebanon. Great staff. Athletic director and crew did a nice job getting us in here, the Zach Martin crew. Ball's kicked back out to Heidebrick. She backs it out, gets it out to Porter. Right at a minute, up four. Lady Devils drive to the left as Porter hands it off to Mulaski. She's 3-point shooter wide open. And that big girl can shoot. 33-26.
cannot go under the ball screen on her. You got to make her a driver.
Right.
I know that's driving Coach Harris insane. That was not part of the scouting report.
No, it was not. Kicked it back out. Hillman for two. Top of the key. Back rim. Can't get it to go. Arnold, rebound. 34 seconds. Not a good section of time. And Lee gets, she blocked. And the foul's called from the baseline. The ref is out of position, makes the call. And that's four on her.
28 seconds to go in the third.
And the seniors have got a grimace on her face. Porter, rare miss.
Wow. We'll take that.
I don't see her missing much of anything. Ty Lee coming off, and at best, she's unhappy. 28 seconds left, 33-26. Porter missed rare two. Deuce pulls it out of there.
Got a break there. I'd hold for the last shot.
We need a three here. Get it within four. 22 seconds. Across the timelines, Erickson. Porter picks her up. She pushed off. They don't call it. Harmon drives to her right. The triple team. And they called charging.
Really hard for this Ravenwood team to hold the ball. Not a lot of ball handling out on the floor other than Harmon and Erickson.
And you know what? That was a charge.
Yeah, that was a good call.
No complaint out of me. 8 seconds, 33-26. Arnold drives to her right. To the corner, Freeman cuts off floater. No good. Rebound fought for as the clock goes out after three. We've got one quarter left to play. Our score after three, 33-26. Let's take one quick minute here on AM 950.
Matthews Team Sports is your full-service team sporting goods dealer. Online stores, in-house screen printing, top brands such as Adidas, Under Armour, and Gatorade. We handle teams from middle schools to universities and everything in between. Visit us at MatthewsTeamSports.com. Locally owned and operated, on-time delivery, and customer satisfaction are our top priority. Any sport, any season, any equipment, or any apparel need. Our team is ready to serve your team. Contact us now at MatthewsTeamSports.com.
When you need plumbing and electric supplies, you need the convenience and service you find at Discount Plumbing and Electric. Service begins with knowledgeable, friendly folks like the people at Discount Plumbing and Electric. You'll go from a novice to having the confidence of a pro when you visit Discount Plumbing and Electric. And don't forget about their lighting showroom, where you'll find a beautiful assortment of ceiling fixtures, ceiling fans, and light fixtures. Discount Plumbing and Electric, 101 Century Court in Franklin and in North Columbia on the Nashville Highway. See Discount Plumbing and Electric.
Everybody made a great comment there. Levin scored 18. Ravenwood scored 13, which equaled their first half scores. It was more than Levin scored in the first half. So big, big quarter there. Richard's got it out front. We're 7 minutes, 40 seconds away from someone going to the state tournament. 33-26 our score. Levin's got a huge crowd in my beautiful facility. We're very hospitable here tonight. Backdoor cut.
Wow.
Zane got it. Slapped out of there. Hillman has got her third block of the night and also with two steals. Here comes Harmon. Got to back it out. Backed away. Saw floater. No good. Dew's over the top. Good call. Savannah Dew's out of position.
Foul trouble mounting up here. That's Dew's third. Lee sitting on the bench with four.
Yep. Under 7:15 to go. And Alkin has worse consistency, but hey, we're going to play it out here. Freeman on the drive, saw floater.
Another block.
Hillman blocked four blocks. Hillman is timing, I tell you what. And Freeman just rips it out of Prestigard's hands. Nice defense. And the foul's calling Mary Prestigard, and it was a good one. Good call. Good call against the Raptors. 7 minutes to go, 33-26. That little sloppy ball handling.
Big turnover there.
Yep. Raptors in dire need of some momentum change. They need the lady to change from a white dress to a red dress. Freeman drives to the left.
Good defense.
Another block kicked out of bounds is Dews. They kept their feet. Didn't go up. Slapped it out of bounds. Lester is coming out.
Lester's spelling Freeman here. Another shooter on the floor for 11.
Wow, they got some shooters too, don't they?
Looking at the high-low action there.
That's Molaski. Yeah, 3 seconds on Brookshire. Brookshire's got squatter's rights. She's been there so long. James rips the rebound out. I mean, she could have got a permit. She's there so long. Six, not that I saw that. 6:20 to go. 33-26. And the right wing, the Blue Devils. Out front to Brookshire. Kick to Malassi. That's her shot.
Wow.
The crowd will tell you. Timeout, Marissa Harris. The Raptors in dire need of a timeout. Malassi, I lost count how many she's hit, but I think that's five. 6:14 to go. 36-26. Is it a full, Mr. Ref? It's a full. We're taking 1 minute here on AM950. 1 minute in here. 1 minute. Thank you, buddy.
You might be typical, but you're part of something huge. An energy you can plug into. It's all around you. It's part of you.
Oh, meditation.
No, electricity.
Oh, I get mine from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Great. Then you're a member of our not-for-profit cooperative, bringing you affordable and reliable power. Oh, yeah, and you're not typical.
Oh, but we're all members, so we're all typical.
Find the benefits of membership at experiencemembership.coop. That's experiencemembership.coop. Experience membership.
Hey there, this is Stormy Mitchell for Domino's, and business is booming. Booming so much that Domino's needs your help. Come by 400 Downs Boulevard to pick up an application or go to jobs.dominoes.com. Drivers are making up to $17 an hour, including tips and mileage. They need customer service reps, drivers, and management positions are available. Go to jobs.dominoes.com.
Okay, the Raptors are trailing 36-26. A big flurry right there for the Blue Devilettes of Lebanon. We're at Lebanon tonight. 6 minutes to go. Harmon out front, drives to her right, double team in the glass, goes up and scores. And they're giving her that dribble drive, Patrick.
All right, got to get stopped. Got to get this thing to, you know, 1 to 2 possession game with about 3 minutes to go.
Defense wins championships. Arnold down the left wing, kicks it in to Brookshire, back out. To Malaski, she drives and she dribbled that time, and she's called timeout.
Timeout. Good timeout by Coach Barrett. She had nowhere to go there.
5:40 to go. 36-28 our score. It's a full. Let's keep it here. All right. If you're Coach Barrett, you put on your coaching hat for Lebanon. What are you telling your team down there?
Well, I think they just keep running their stuff. You know, they're going inside looking for the inside out three. Ravenwood keeps losing Malaski on these screens, going under the screen or. You know, not making her put the ball on the floor, you know, a three-pointer here is almost a nail in the coffin. Not quite yet, but it really makes things tough. Three-possession game right now. You know, anytime you're down more points than minutes left in the game, you got to have a sense of urgency.
Yes, well said. 5:40 to go, and there's on the board at 13:33 West Main. Patrick Whitlock, the head boys coach over at Ravenwood, doing a great job tonight jumping in, and appreciate you being here, Patrick.
Oh, man, I was coming anyway, so when you called me and wanted me to help out, I was more than happy to do it.
Well, this is working out very well for our listeners, and I appreciate your help tonight. Inbounds is Arnold, and she gets it into James, and foul is called. Yes, a good call.
It was
a good call. That was on Rachel Hillman. She did pop her on the arm at the 5:38 mark.
A little bit more awareness right there, and that play turns out totally different.
Yep. Go to the line is Jakeisha James, and she bricks one up there. A lot of Mitchell looks on the out there. Patrick on the free throw shooting for Lebanon.
A little long on that one. You know, the book on her is not a great shooter. She's proven that to be true right now. Of course, that always happens, right?
Only it's been 13 in a row. Then he misses 6 in a row. Mitchell, you shouldn't have said a word. Ty Lee's coming back in for the Raptors at the 5:30 mark, 37-28. All of a sudden, 9-point differential at 5:25 to go. Raptors being methodical. They're trying to get each basket to count, each possession to count. Open his pressure guard. She's got to nail it. Soft rim. Can't get it to go. Over the back. Brookshire foul on Savannah Dews. Raptors will get the ball inbound, not a shooting foul.
Really need one of those three-point looks to go down. So much emphasis on Harmon making her give it up.
Right. Lee in, Dews out. Lee's she's going to have a big 5 minutes. It's her senior year. This is the last 5 minutes if they don't win. Harmon left-handed goes
that's
up.
Gotta be that's a terrible call. You've got to let her come down. She moved. She tried to avoid a charge. That is really, really bad.
And the Raptor faithful don't care much care for it. And a lot of joy on the side of the field on Lebanon. Under five minutes to go, 37-28.
James, for the high-low there.
James kicks it out to Malasky. She can shoot it. She falls to the ground, backs it out to Arnold. Under 440 to go. Erickson picks up Arnold. She goes right. Big screen set by Brookshire. Shot on the way. No good.
All right, got to push it.
Here comes Harmon. One on two. Backs it out. Got to be decisive. I almost threw it my way. I thought if I caught it, I wouldn't know where to shoot it.
Great transition defense by Lebanon there.
Yeah, cut them off. Had numbers. Harmon's got a screen set.
This guy, that's a tough call when you got 4 minutes to go in a game that takes you to the state tournament.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make the argument that she carried it, but she's been carrying it for 28 minutes.
She's been carrying it since October 1st, as everybody on the floor. 4:10 to go. Shot on the way. No good. And Corey Barrett thought, why did she take that shot? My center out there 28 feet from the basket. Under 4 minutes, 37-28. Need a rally right now. Get the ball in the lead. She's double teamed. Get in the lead. Harmon's out front. She got three or four.
She's got three, I think.
Erickson backs it out. 3:45 to go. We need some quick offense. Baseline drive, cuts it in the paint, gives it up. This is right in the way. Thank you very much. Lee saves it down the left wing, gets to Hillman. They've run off 40 seconds and have not taken a shot. Well, pass it, 37-28. Wide open is Harmon. She's got a drive. And James picks her pocket. Good defense by James. Arnold comes up with it. Across the timeline. Here comes the Lady Devils. 3:10 to go. And Mariska Harris screaming pressure to our left. Brookshire's got it. 35 feet away, won't take that shot. James will never take that shot. Shot on the way. And guess who? Malasky. She's hot. She's got her spot. Timeout on the floor.
Off the double screen there.
What do you want? Full. That official is very businesslike. Give her credit for that. 40-28. Let's take 1 minute here on AM950. 40-28.
This is Ashley Hill, Chief Banking Officer for Franklin Synergy Bank. We're glad you've chosen to listen to WAKM, your hometown radio station. I wanted to share with you a quote from one of the football greats, Vince Lombardi. Coach Lombardi said, "People who work together will win, whether it be against strong football defenses or life in general." At Franklin Synergy Bank, we're a team working together. We're striving each and every day to be the best community bank in the nation for you. I believe our team of veteran bankers works hard to meet that goal. We would certainly appreciate the opportunity to earn your business, your support, and your trust. Stop in any one of our locations in Williamson or Rutherford County and let us show you why experience is the synergy difference.
Member FDIC.
I'm Richard Harrington, president of Franklin Synergy Bank, and from our banking team, I want to thank all of our customers for their patronage and their support of our bank.
Credit to Alyssa Malasky, 18 points of the 40.
She has filled it up tonight.
She has done her job. She should be very proud. But Corey Barrett, very happy. Here comes the Raptors trailing by 12. They need a basket. They're down 2:30. Lee takes her shot. She's been off tonight. Her senior year, this is her last game.
Just 2 points in this fourth quarter for the Raptors.
Yeah, they picked a fine time to grow cold, Lucille. Under 2:20 to go. Arnold's picked up by Erickson. And Lebanon's going to be patient to run the clock, run the basic four corners. Simplified four corners. Backing it out to Lester, to James. We're all right at 2 minutes. Hillman picking up James. Press the guards out on Lester. Cross court to James, or under two. And if you're a Blue Devil fan, you got to love this. They played well tonight, made very few mistakes. Foul's called on Hillman.
That'll be the bonus.
Yes. That will be the eighth foul, shooting 1-1. Beautiful facility, great crowd, hats off. All the credit goes to Lebanon tonight. To the line is Lester, eyeing the bucket. Good. First one's good. What if you're a Raptor faithful, you got to be going, okay, we're going to miss Taya Lee, but they got a lot of youth coming back next year.
A lot of youth coming back. Jayla Lee, who's been out all year, who would have been a big piece to this team.
Man,
this would have greatly changed the outcome tonight.
Man, no doubt. No doubt. No doubt. We're under 145. Kicks it out. Prestigard needs this one. Can't get it to go. Not their night. Pulaski trips at the floor. They call that one on Hillman, and she just rolled her eyes.
Probably the right call there.
Yeah, that was a good call. No complaints out of me. I'm tired of complaining. Erickson still getting the instructions to our left from Coach Mariska Harris. Mariska took them to the state last year, played the eventual winners, Riverdale. Mariska can't shoot free throws.
Wow.
Can shoot a 28-foot three-pointer, but can't make a 12-foot free throw. Harmon gets it to Hillman for three. Can't get it to go. Went in. Spit it out. 1-2-3 on the scoreboard. Time left, 41-28. Levin is going to be real excited to go play in timeout Corey Barrett to our right. And I'll tell you what, Patrick, the town of Lebanon will shut down and will take over the city of Murfreesboro starting Wednesday.
Yeah, it will be a great crowd.
They sure will be.
Now, they obviously hoping to avoid drawing maybe a Riverdale or something like that.
Wouldn't that be abysmal?
Be interesting to see who, if Dixon County was able to win tonight, obviously they would take a great crowd. This could be one of the better attended state tournaments in recent memory. Obviously, Ravenwood took a great crowd last year.
Oh, man.
At Riverdale.
I think I still got the video around here on that.
But, if you got Lebanon, Riverdale, and Dixon County, that's going to be a tough ticket.
Woo! Get there early. 1:14 to go, 41-28. Lebanon has just played flawless ball here in this third and fourth quarter.
All right, so you want to foul there, five.
And they
changed, but they end up fouling 24.
Yeah, foul Lester. And, well, you know, it's a good learning process for the Lady Raptors. A lot of youth on the floor. Sophomore dudes going in. Erickson, sophomore. And Prestigard, sophomore. Hillman, sophomore.
Well, yeah, the reality, Stormy, on paper, the Lady Raptors not supposed to be here tonight.
No. They played above their heads as they did last year.
You know, there's some really good teams out of District 11 AAA that are not still playing. I know Coach Brock at Page is just sick.
Oh, yeah.
They got knocked out.
I agree. And frankly, we are too. And
that was a team that could have made a run in Murfreesboro.
Yes, they could. But Dixon County, coached by Aaron Webb, what a fantastic job they did to win that ball game. Missed them both, and it goes back to Ravenwood. 1 minute to go, 41-28. It's all over but the celebration. But the heads are held high for the Raptors. They are continuing to play hard, continuing to fight. Taya Lee is still on the floor, senior year. Erickson on the drive, goes up, and she gets the basket and gets the foul. Nice call, Mr. Ref. I give him one tonight.
Yep. Got it up on the rim quick there.
Levine coming in and Deuce coming out.
Two timeouts left for Ravenwood. Going to have to foul right away. Obviously going to play it out here till the end.
Yeah, why not? You never know. To the lines, Erickson to complete the three-point play. And she converts. Nice basket.
Got to get up and face guard here.
Little full-court press could... Of course, Raywood hadn't scored in so long, they haven't had a chance to implement the full-court press.
No, it's hard. Oh, wow, really?
And that's called on... Okay, Mr. F, where he called it on Harmon, that's fine. 58 seconds go, 41-31.
So it's automatic two shots here.
With 10 fouls, is correct. Arnold to the line. Porter to the line. Bless her heart, she's had a tough night's fouling. I'm kind of shocked.
Trying to make sure no one leaves early.
Levine, Trump checks back out. Deuce checks back in. 58 seconds. I've seen stranger things. Porter misses the boat. Deuce gets it. Gets it to Harmon. Here they come. Come down, nail a three, get a full-court press, get a basket. Harmon drives, goes up softly, and scores.
Got the timeout.
48 seconds left. Why not? 41-33. Let's keep it here. Now, let's discuss the boys' action that you had, I'd say, the misfortune of going up against Franklin this year. What do they do to Brentwood on the? How do you explain that?
You know, it's just a game of matchups. Brentwood has really two flaws that I see from my perspective, and none of which that my team could really exploit this year because it wasn't our style of play. But if you can speed Brentwood up on the offensive end and make them play in space defensively, they really struggle. Franklin doesn't necessarily speed you up with their 1-3-1 zone, but they do force you to get out and defend the perimeter, obviously with Glover and with Bruce and Reed Kemp really coming on, Haynesworth knocking down threes. It's just a really bad matchup for Brentwood.
Have you ever seen a second-half effort like Glover did the other night?
Not at this level. I mean, that was something to be seen right there. You know, I sat there at halftime and, like, he's only got 2 points.
Yeah.
Brentwood has got a good chance there.
And I said at halftime, I said, that won't last.
No, and it did not. That flurry they had to start the fourth quarter was unbelievable.
He hit 8 of 9 from three, and I'm not talking about from 18 foot. I'm talking about 32, 36, Kobe-esque Stephen Curry range.
Contested.
Contested. Somebody in his face. I mean, I went, really? To the line of James, 46 seconds left. 8-point differential, ain't been over yet. 41-33. And James, they haven't made a free throw this year. Corey Barrett.
I think Ravenwood has one timeout left. But the scoreboard has not been updated in that regard.
James makes one. How about that?
Need to get a quick bucket here. Doesn't necessarily have to be a three. That's a foul.
Yeah, it's quite
right, well, They got three fouls to give. Smart play by Corey Barrett there.
And we got some news from Terry Merrill. Dixon County trails Mount Juliet with 5 minutes to go at Dixon County, 60-49.
I'll tell you, that's really surprising.
That shocks me. Now, Mount Juliet, I can't believe they got lost two in a row to this team here. Shot back, no good. Harmon backs it out, and then the foul's called on James. Another one to give. Yeah, Coach Erin Webb, I tell you what a fine job she's done. Third coach in 3 years over there.
I thought with that environment they would have out there tonight that they would be able to take that game. Mount Juliet, obviously, is a great team. Beat Ravenwood twice this year.
Yep. Can't get up to a rebound. Lee goes up. Brookshire fouls it. They don't call it. Arnold, Texas Porter picks it up, and it's fouled by Erickson with 21 seconds. Raptors fight until the end. That's what they do.
It is.
It's okay. It's okay.
Great job by this coaching staff.
That's right. They keep playing. You don't ever quit. You don't ever quit. Standing ovation. Standing ovation as Porter goes to the line up 42-33 with 21 seconds to go. With the remainder of her squad to my left, she makes the first one up 10. And that would be the nail in the coffin right there.
Yeah, that makes it a four-possession game. Lots to overcome in 21 seconds.
It's the second one. Harmon picks it up. She's knocked down.
But that's not really what you want to do is foul.
The clock's off.
90 feet away and stop the clock.
And she could fill it up, get it within eight again. Lassie's coming in. I guess they want her to shoot a three-point shot. She's only got, 18 tonight?
She is quite a player.
Harmon to the line. Missed it.
Oh, man.
And Taya Lee, I don't think she got the 2 points tonight. Her senior finale as Levine gets the call. Ava Levine's a quiet little lady. She looks like she might be a really good student. But I tell you what, she gets on the floor. She plays a little tenacity, a little attitude. Don't you like it?
Another young player for the Raptors coming back next year.
Yes, sir. Lester to the line is good.
Could be a dogfight in 11 AAA next year. Dixon County, Brentwood bringing a lot back.
Sign me
Franklin
up.
Franklin should be much improved. Ravenwood obviously bringing a lot back.
Yes. Lester makes the second one.
And don't forget about Paige.
Oh, Paige is going to be great. They're going to miss Faith Wilkins.
They got plenty left.
45-33, 11 seconds.
Another foul.
And Harmon has hit the floor more times tonight than they've called fouls. Still on the line, shooting 1-1. Freeman out. Going to be a big celebration here in 10 seconds when it ticks down. Congratulations to the Lady Blue Devilettes. They have not been to the state tournament since 82. Rebound pulled down by Lester. Going to take it out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The celebration begins. Celebration begins. It's all Blue Devils, 45-33, and there's some dejection on the hearts and the minds of the Lady Raptors, but no reason to hang their heads. They've gone further than anyone ever anticipated. The four seed gets to the sub-state. Patrick, that's as good as it can get for you.
Absolutely. A great season, back-to-back for the Lady Raptors. Plenty of firepower coming back. You haven't heard the last of the script.
No, you certainly have not. And in the final, Mount Juliet wins 74-81. 74-61, if I could read. 74-61 over Dixon County.
Wow.
And that would be the one upset I would say was the most. That would be the one that I didn't even imagine. Wow. And all of a sudden, 11 AAA in the girls' side will not have anyone going to Murfreesboro. And right now, the student section is on the floor. Coach Corey Barrett is encouraging the excitement. And, you know, I kind of like seeing that.
Yeah, why not? You know, great job by Coach Barrett and his team. Got to let the girls enjoy this. Got a quick turnaround for the girls' state tournament. You got to get ready to play on Wednesday.
Then,
and that draw tomorrow, and you just hope your name doesn't come up next to Riverdale.
Yeah, but Riverdale won it last year. By the way, Riverdale beat everybody in every game. Go back and check, 77-50.
Yeah.
Every game they won was 77-50. How did they do that?
Well,
how do you do that?
If you're that good, you just do what you want, I guess.
77-50. Well, Patrick Whitlock, what a great job you did tonight. Thank you for being. This has been fun. We will.
It was great. Yeah, I want this to be my career after I get done coaching. So, hey, 15 years from now.
Well, I'll be
taking your job.
Well, that's fine because I don't think I'm going to make it 15 years. Here's the scenario. We would rather see you to our right or left in the coaching box as good as you are here. We'd rather see you coaching and your team still playing.
Well, me too. But, maybe next year.
Congratulations to the Blue Devils. They did well, and it's a celebration has begun right here. 45-33 is our final score. As we said, Mount Juliet wins 74-61 over Dixon. And, boy, no doubt about it. It's been a good run. What do you go tell your players after a loss like that?
Well, you know, there's only one team at the AAA level that's going to end the season with a win. And unfortunately, that's the way it goes. You know, I know Coach Harris will be in there and try and console her kids, wanting to have done more for them. You cannot fault their effort. They were fighting an uphill battle with injuries and depth all year long, and they have a lot to be proud of. And it's, you know, you try not to get too emotional about it. You save some of that stuff for the banquet. But I know that Coach Harris and Coach Post are in there just trying to be there for their girls right now because it's tough.
Yes, it's tough. And it's, you know what? I got to be honest with you. It's tough for this old man sitting right here.
Yeah.
Because I fall in love with these girls as a granddaddy figure, and you adore them and you admire them and you respect them and you pull hard for them. And you're out here, and your heart's beating for them. And it's. I tell you what, it's like one of your own took it on the chin tonight and lost.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, end of season for coaches. I don't mean to be dramatic about it, but for me, and I'm sure it is for the majority of coaches out there, it's like a death in the family because you never get to coach that team and that group again. You know, you always have things to look forward to, but it's just something you have to sit. It usually takes me about a week to get over, if not longer.
Are you over it yet?
I'm getting there. You know, we got a lot of good players coming back. I'm very excited about the future we have at Ravenwood, but I'll miss coaching Chase Siebert and Sterling Craig,
yes.
Reagan Carlson.
Yes.
Grant Cates, and Houston Chapman. All great kids.
I always loved the smile on Chase Siever's face, and especially Reagan Carlson.
Yeah, they really represented us well this year. You know, on paper, we weren't expected to be playing very long, and made it to the region tournament. Very proud of that group.
Did a great job this year. Anir did a great job on the board as our executive producer back at 1333 West Main Street. For Patrick Whitlock, this is Stormy Mitchell. And if you're a Raywood Raptor fan or even 11 AAA fan because Dixon County lost, no doubt about it, it's been a hard day's night. Good night, everybody. Good night. God bless. Y'all get up and go to church in the morning. Good night, everybody.